Some traders of the KTR market have demonstrated in Kumasi to register their displeasure against their relocation. The traders claim they have not been given any eviction notice, therefore the decision does not sit well with them. Our Ashanti regional correspondent Thomas Nsueji has joined us on the line for an update. Good afternoon to you, Thomas.
Good afternoon, my sister.
Thomas, has the demonstration ended?
Yes, it ended about 2 hours ago.
Okay, so how did it go?
Oh, well, it was well attended by almost all the traders who are doing business at the KTR terminal and its environs. They marched throughout some of the streets this morning, carrying a lot of placards, some of which read, our leaders are short-sighted. Kojebun is killing us slowly. And from Garden City to Shock City. They are also saying that another project at Group Room is yet to be completed. That is a similar project started about some years back. The patrol team, they started around the KGTR through the prison service. Then they marched to the Metropolitan Assembly where they made some stopover to register their protest. But the police were there in their numbers to ensure that they don't just veer off the route they have assigned them before they finally met the acting Ashanti Regional Minister Eric Opoku, who they presented a petition to inform him that what has been happening in Kumasi for the past 2 months is not in the interest of the traders. They claim that the Kumasi Metropolitan Assembly has given them some 2 months ultimatum to vacate the Kumasi KGTR lorry terminal to do a business at a location they don't know. So they believe that this is an attempt for them to eject them from where they do business to earn their daily living and throw them out of business. They also accuse Kwajibunsu of threatening them every day of ejection, of which he has not planned any alternatives. And finally, they said that Kwajibunsu has just left Kumasi to Brazil with some MPs and some media person to do some public relations for the assembly. And they believe that this project will never see the light of day, but rather it's a deliberate attempt to eject them. But some of the issues they raised, which needs much attention, is that they said they are not really against the rehabilitation or the award of contract of any project. But what they are in doubt is that this is not the first time that they are claiming they are coming to reconstruct the KGTR terminal and the central market. It started from Bosiajiman time to Mama Park, then now to Kojibunsu. So they haven't seen anything concrete. So they are demonstrating to show their displeasure. So when the regional minister, Eric Opoku, received the petition, he was happy that the demonstration was very, very peaceful, simply because it started some 2 hours and then they ended at the RCC, where almost all the traders comply with the route located them by the police. And that he said he's going to study the petition, trying to meet the leadership of the traders, plus Kwajibunsu and then the KM chief executive, so that if there's anything to be trashed out before the project could start, he will do it as soon as possible so that they don't lose their job, so that they don't go about making noise that has no foundation.